Hi again, and welcome to Telesales and Prospecting Success. I'm Art Subcheck. For over the past 23 years, I've worked with, trained, and observed thousands of salespeople. Many are no longer in sales, and that was a good choice for them. Many others are thriving at sales and are wealthy. What's interesting is that it isn't necessarily sales skills and product knowledge that separate the successes from those who don't cut it. I've seen people with fine skills and knowledge struggle. Like with most things in life, those with the right attitude are the ones who succeed. In many ways, sales is like any other profession, vocation, or avocation that requires knowledge, commitment, and practice in order to be successful. Having the right attitude, especially about the inevitable setbacks we encounter, is essential to overwhelming success. Yet, those of us who have endured and prospered in this game have taken our share of beatings as well. But we've always found a way to insulate ourselves from the endless barrage of no's and bounce back. I've long taught that you are rejected only if you think you are. Here are instances of how I've seen rejected sales reps handle everyday situations and taint them with self-defeating thoughts and actions. I'll contrast that with what the successful sales pros, the achievers, do to constantly reach new heights and avoid what most people call rejection. First, a rejected sales rep will burn through calls, hearing no after no, and then slams the phone down after each one, ending each call negatively. The successful sales pro accomplishes something on every call. Even if the primary objective is not achieved, whether it be the sale or the appointment, he or she always has a fallback position, something that he or she can accomplish on every call, even if it's as minor as getting agreement to leave the door open for the future, just questioning the objection. A success, regardless how minor, means no rejection. A rejected sales rep lets no pull his attitude down. A successful rep accepts the fact that he's going to get no's, many of them, and then more. Hey, if this is a surprise to you, don't listen any further and consider a transfer. Go get another job. Judge success based on your attempts, not just the yes answers. A rejected sales rep associates a no with who she or he is as a person. A successful sales pro does not take it personally. He or she realizes it's not him or her they're rejecting, just the ideas they presented. They recognize that the prospect or customer simply did not have an immediate perceived need at that very moment, and of course that could change in the future. The rejected sales rep mopes around after a no on a call, or worse, avoids the next call. I've seen sales reps who couldn't recall their best friend's phone number but could relive every no of the day. On the other hand, the successful sales pro realizes the last call he or she made has absolutely no bearing on the next one. The fact that he or she did not meet their primary objective on the previous call does not affect their attitude or presentation on the next one. After they've dissected the last call, they move on. They don't dwell on it. Instead, they wipe away any negative thoughts from their memory and realizes their biggest sale ever could be the very next time they pick up the phone, and they're always prepared for that. The rejected sales rep pounds out no after no, simply hoping they're that much closer to a yes because so many people have told them that it's just a numbers game. Hey, it's not. If you do the same thing over and over with bad results, you're going to get more of the same. On the other hand, the successful sales pro learns from each no, analyzes exactly why the objective was not accomplished. They determine if they could have done anything differently. Think about your own calls in similar situations. Were you ready for the objections? Was your opening statement stimulating and interesting? If you could have changed anything, be sure you know how to handle the situation the next time it arises. Understanding and learning from a call with a negative result helps to diffuse the feeling of dejection. Now, the rejected sales rep expects negative outcomes. It's not a coincidence that negative people attract negative circumstances. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The successful sales pro acts as if he or she has already achieved his goal. I asked a sales superstar how he became so successful. He told me his life changed when he started acting like a top performer even before he got there. He studied the people who pulled down the big numbers and the dollars and copied their behavior. Started coming in early, not squandering phone time. Asked for commitment more often. Always expected to do well, and the results followed. Being able to reject the concept of being rejected without feeling dejected is a key to success in sales. Follow these ideas to brush aside the no's while cherishing your yeses. I want you to go out and have your best sales day ever. I'm Art Subject.